When the mail began to pour out of her front door, they called the police. They did everything that was responsible except check on Adele, except make sure that she was alive. Finally, the police were able to bust into side door to her little blue house, and they found the skeletal remains of this 72-year-old woman. As best they could tell, she could have been dead for at least 4 years. One neighbor commented on the with a great understatement. It's not a very friendly neighborhood. We're not very close. Her next door neighbor, who lived 20 feet away from her, said, "I'm as much to blame as anyone. She was alone and needed someone to talk to, but I was working two jobs and I was sick of her coming over all hours of the night. Eventually, I just stopped answering the door." You see, friends, one is a very lonely number. And we live in a culture where more and more people, especially older people, find themselves alone. Let me tell you about some other lonely numbers, some statistics. 7 out of 10 Americans today do not know their neighbors. 1 out of 3 Americans have frequent bouts of loneliness. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, in 1974, 25% of Americans say they visited with a neighbor at least once a week. By 1994, that statistic was down to 16%. And they also said in 1994 that 33% of Americans have never spent an evening with a neighbor. Oh, what are they saying there? They're saying that America is becoming a place where people are isolated from one another. Your first blank in your outline is a quote from George Gallup, who concluded his studies and polls that Americans are among the loneliest people in the world. Isn't that amazing? Here we are living in a day of tremendous affluence, more time, more things than ever, and yet people find themselves so lonely. Well, you say, what happened? Well, let me sort of go on a little scenario here of society. I mean, you go back a couple of generations in our society, and most people grew up on the family farm. I mean, everybody lived there. Uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, moms, dad, grandparents, everybody was there together. And there was a sense of closeness. Now, whether you liked those people or not, you had someone that you could lean on. And there was a tremendous thing there. Then America went through the phase I call the Great Neighborhood, where yes, Americans moved to the city because of jobs, but they lived in close-knit neighborhoods and visited at the corner store. And in every neighborhood, there was a post office and a church and a grocery store, and everyone interacted. All went to the same local school. And there was a great deal of closeness there. But then we go to suburbia. At the close of World War II, America found itself with more affluence than ever. People could afford to buy cars. It wasn't so important that you live close to where you worked. And so America began in its affluence to build suburbs, where the old neighborhoods were people living up close to the street with big front porches they visited on. In suburbia, the house was moved way to the back with a beautiful large front lawn and a fake front porch. And people didn't visit. Suburbia was not made for people getting to know each other. It was made for the automobile. No longer did you go to the corner store where you saw people every day you knew. Now you shopped at Super Walmart where you might not see a